Patricia, Patricia, Outlaw, Outlaw, dated for 9/10/2025. Her date of birth is 12/5/56. Let's see, 56. So she's a 69-year-old woman. Seen today for face-to-face evaluation, period. Patient's face-to-face will be shared with the hospital's medical director, period. Patient currently is in her 13th benefit period, extending from 7/28/25 to 9/25/25, period. This is a 69-year-old woman on hospice with history of CDA. Comorbidities includes hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, DJD, chronic pain, hyperlipidemia, chronic TIAs. Patient is definitely not ambulatory at this time. She's bed confined. She has bowel and bladder incontinent. Her MAC of 25 centimeters on or about, so July of this year is now 24 centimeter, consistent with weight loss. Patient also has recurrent TIAs after her brainstem stroke. This has bouts of confusion. Her blood sugar is controlled given her weight loss at this time and her appetite being diminished. Patient has a PPS score of 30%. Lives with Bria, her caretaker, who tells me that at times she scares her because of unresponsiveness. We talked about TIA versus symptoms of seizure in patients with stroke syndrome, especially brainstem stroke, period. Despite being on medication, that's a very common occurrence, period. Patient is requiring 2 liters of oxygen at night time. She has a 2+ pedal edema, most likely related to protein count and malnutrition. She has anxiety and agitation and sundowner syndrome, especially in the evening, period. Patient's vital signs today were as follow: O2 sat 93% on room air, pulse is 82, respirations 18, blood pressure 140/90, period. Given natural progression of her disease, her diagnosis of stroke associated with decreased appetite, dysphagia, high risk of aspiration, decreased mentation, TIA versus seizures, and protein count and malnutrition, and now the fact that she's totally and completely bedbound is consistent with worsening condition. And she remains hospice appropriate. She's also bowel and bladder incontinent, as was said in the summary, and total ADL dependency, and becomes very short of breath with any type of movement, hence the reason for the oxygen 2 liters at nighttime. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.